Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's big show, Bob is on Zoom, plus emails and Land O'Lakes butter and Donnie Baker. All coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
The scientific eggheads have committed a mortal sin. They want to start cloning people now. I seen it on CNN. They can't cure the common cold or arthritis of the bone. But somehow they found the time somewhere to build my effing clone. So I'm officially asking these idiots now to leave my clone alone. 'Cause we damn sure don't need another me. And the losers I owe money to will wholeheartedly agree. Yeah, 4 or 5 Britney Spears is now something I might pay to see. But just put me in with the Hitlers and the Manson family. 'Cause we damn sure don't need another me. I wouldn't wish on any clone to have to live my life. I'd probably find some clone of mine recloning with my wife. So when they want to build another me, I think I'll have to pass. 'Cause I'd hate to be the jerk in jail for whooping my own ass. Yeah, we damn sure don't need another me. The one we got's one check away from the penitentiary. Yeah, a gang of Raquel Welch's was a teenage fantasy. But just put me in with the Mouse A-Tongues and the Partridge family. 'Cause we damn sure don't need another me. We damn sure don't need another me. Sure don't need another me.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Bravo. It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Special guest is Bob. Hello. Through the magic of Zoom, which you wish you had stock in Zoom and Netflix.
Amen.
About a month ago. There's Bob over there. There's Ace. And let's see, Ace, of course, wearing a Raiders cap, Bob, although it's the Redskins colors.
It's for our friend.
Don't approve of that, but let's see. Now, there's Chick McGee over there. There's Josh. And through the glasses, Christy. Now, Bob, I should point out that obviously you're in a different location, so you're certainly distancing properly. We are all at least 10 feet apart. I'm at least 15 feet from Chick and then 12 from Ace.
Physically, mentally, it's much farther.
Yeah, it's more much of a farther. It's more of a leap down.
Very high altitude there, huh, Tom?
Yeah.
It's interesting though, Bob. Chick has become a television snob.
That's not true at all.
Who hasn't? Yeah. Who hasn't?
My
goodness, I've been watching TV like crazy. You know what? And I heard you guys talking about British dramas. I'm falling in love with
them. Oh my gosh. I know you watch Broadchurch, right?
Oh, yeah. I watch all the old British detective shows.
Oh, yeah. Broadchurch.
They're great.
There's a new one called Deadwater Fell. It's on Acorn. It's pretty good. With David Tennant, the guy from Broadchurch.
I love that guy.
One of the Doctor Who, yeah.
They call this broadcasting. So for the six people that watch those shows, earlier in the show today, we were talking about the fact
watching those.
We were talking about the fact that ABC Television did a special thing last night.
Yes,
the Disney sing along, and Chick said, "ABC, where do you find that?"
That's adorable.
One of the networks.
The common folk.
For the masses.
Do they have...
I think the last time I watched ABC, Howard Cosell was on it.
Okay. All right.
Again.
For those of us that have little children, they're not going to be watching.
It was a big damn
Pornhub.
Yeah.
It was a huge deal last night.
Well, no, but I would imagine a smarter 3 or 4 year old would like Broadchurch. I don't know why not.
But I think, and you have to understand that you watch.
Olivia Colman's on it.
You watch probably 20 times as much television as the average American.
Especially now. Yeah, it's off the chart. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
So you've run out of things. I know. Have you watched Tiger King, Bob?
I have.
kind of required viewing.
Yeah.
It was one of those things, you know, everyone was talking about it. I got sucked into it. And
then you got sick.
Yeah, Donnie Baker wanted to know why they didn't call it Tiger Queen, which I thought was...
it's a very good point.
A fair observation.
Uh-huh. Very good point.
Yeah.
Probably. He'd be the first one to like that joke, I think.
Sure he would. Absolutely.
We apparently have some kind of update on the Tiger King coming up today. I know we have we decided we're not going to do the zoo thing.
Oh, my God, Tom.
Chick and I are still unaware as to what it is.
Yeah.
The zoo thing?
I know that... I know that Christie's upset about it, and Jeff Oskey is upset about it.
There we go. A struggling zoo saying they may have to consider feeding animals to other animals. Are you happy now? Are you happy?
Wow. So I say.
I understand.
Gosh.
With my rudimentary knowledge of biology, I say just open the cages. We'll see who wins.
Nature will take care of itself.
Wins. Yeah. So now let me...
be known as the oral zoo from now on.
Oh,
let me ask
you
a question. Is the cheetah chow for cheetahs? No, it's made out of cheetah.
Get
that David Attenborough guy to do the, as you can see.
Oh, my God.
Lion is indeed the king of the jungle.
Welcome.
Yes. Bad news for the zebra. Mm-hmm. Couldn't really run in that little cage.
There was nowhere to go.
So this is a horrible story.
Who's the first animal to go?
No, this is in northern Germany at the Neumünster Zoo.
There apparently are several zoos that are in trouble. And
if it's in Germany, they stand them up against a wall and shoot them.
Oh, God. They are saying they may euthanize over 700 animals. This is like the saddest story ever.
Don't you love the word euthanize?
Why would you put this on my desk?
No. When I first heard that word, I thought it had to do with young.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, you're going to make it a puppy again? No, we're not.
No.
One of those words that does the exact opposite of what it sounds like.
Yeah. Exactly.
We were going to use the word kill, but we decided to make it a fancy word.
You can imagine my disappointment when I found out what nursing home was.
Yeah.
I thought it was a place you'd go get it off tap.
Nope. Another topic. We want to... let's see now. Bob, I can tell you right now the hotline's about to ring.
You know what that means.
It's the track phone hotline, and yep, there it is. I knew it.
There it is.
Oh, you have ESP.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Donnie.
I agree with you, Bob. A lot of names don't make sense. Like, I've thought for years they should have named Hooters Hardee's. I swear to God.
Yeah, you're right.
Man, this quarantine thing's getting old real quick.
Yeah.
Anybody else going nuts from it?
Yes.
Yesterday afternoon, me and Todd Boner got so bored, we ended up playing a game we invented, a drinking game called the Pawn Stars Drinking Game.
All right. How's that work?
Well, you watch a Pawn Stars marathon, and how you play the game is you get yourself a bottle of Fireball, and every time Chumley says something stupid or Rick claims he has to call an expert, you have to do a shot.
Oh, oh boy.
We played for almost two episodes before I guess I blacked out. Because I woke up to a notification that I ordered five samurai swords off QVC and even paid for next day air and gift wrapping.
Oh. Wow.
So, spoiler alert, Merry Christmas, guys.
Oh, great.
I know. It's like, well, there goes my stimulus check. At least I did my part.
Yeah.
I ain't bragging, but come think of it, I probably know more about stimulating stuff than anybody I know of.
Really?
Just ask Angel Skinners or Patty Ferguson. Hell, Angel had to quit her job at the plant because the bottoms of her feet were sunburnt one summer. I ain't bragging, Bob, but for 2 weeks her hair smelled like Dr. Scholl's corn pad.
Nice.
So I don't know how it's going to affect the NASDAQ today, but I basically cornered the market on samurai swords.
Okay.
And between my mom Phyllis and her Dreamcatcher collection and me with my nunchucks and now swords, I'm about to run out of wall and mantle space. You know, I bet we'll look back on this whole quarantine thing, and I bet we've, as a people, set a record for getting drunk and shopping online more than ever.
Yeah, probably.
I swear to God. And I still ain't as bad as my friend, Ramus Johansson. You know him, don't you, Christy?
No, I don't think so. How do I know him?
He's in my dart league.
Oh.
Thursdays.
Sure, that
he looks like that, looks like that dick from Drops of Jupiter. Anyway.
Train?
I swear to God.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick Moynihan?
He used to get blackout drunk all the time by stuff he couldn't afford.
Uh-huh.
Got so bad, he ended up having to file Chapter 7, 13 bankruptcies. Well, Ramus finally straightened up his act and got clean after coming home one day and finding his new Russian bride named Krista right there in his carport, luggage in hand.
Wow.
Oh, he didn't even remember putting her in his basket. Even worse, his wife of 20 years,
yes.
Tanya,
his
Tanya
wife?
Was super irate.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, sure.
But luckily, it worked out because when he did Chapter 11, she ended up getting repossessed. So she was pretty hot for a Russian chick once you got past the mustache and hog warts and that eye thing she had working.
Oh, it sounds lovely.
Wow, she does.
Oh, and Josh, she called everybody Boris. Ain't that weird?
Yeah.
Hey, Boris.
Hey, anyways, Christy, can you watch Whiffy this weekend? I got to move some stuff around and make room for these swords.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I have the girls. That's cool.
Well, like Michael Jackson said, if you can't feed the baby, don't have the baby. And don't say maybe if you can't watch a baby. So I appreciate you.
Let him go.
Michael Jackson.
I'll go.
All right.
Thanks, Donnie.
Wow. Thanks, Donnie.
Good luck, yeah. You,
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Buying anything these overnight watching the TV and getting bored and just going over to the computer and saying, I think I'll buy some stuff.
But you know what? They are saying, the World Health Organization and the CDC, I read this morning, that it's safe to get packages at your door, that the coronavirus
still
wash
my hands after a
that's what
oh,
they
sure,
say.
Yeah,
yeah, wash your hands, but
we have
safe.
We have a whole set of protocols.
Yeah, you might not find this surprising, Bob, but Tom has a protocol
for packages
delivered to
go ahead,
house.
Tom.
Tom, go ahead.
Really?
24 hours before you can touch them.
Oh, my gloves. God.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Bob. See, it gets better.
Bob, the refrigerator that I bought yesterday.
Yeah. All right, I have to recall that puppy I sent you.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the refrigerator that I bought yesterday is in a package. It's I can't open it until today.
Okay.
Really?
Well, I don't want to. I can't. It's in a giant box. I can't
So are you going to install that all by yourself so no one else touches it?
It's like one of those dorm fridges.
Oh, you just plug it in.
One. Okay.
So it'll fit in my office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got you.
Although I haven't even seen it. I don't know what it looks like.
You put your LaCroix water in there, do you?
I'll put my stuff in there so you won't touch it.
I give you 3 months before you can't see it because it's covered in papers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I'm going to read those.
Uh-huh. I've gone totally digital.
Have you now?
Yeah. Wow. I'm a digital hoarder.
He even reads digital mail now.
Okay, Bob, I'll tell you how much the mail
is. How many emails you got, Tom? How many emails you have on your computer right now?
Where does it tell you that?
Oh, Jesus.
Right at the top.
Well,
right.
There's usually a little thing at the bottom, the ones you haven't read.
Oh, 41,672.
That you haven't read?
Good Lord.
So you have an email for the resident of a nice-sized Midwestern town.
You probably have an email from Dennis Wolfberg.
You probably do. A couple from John Fox.
Asking for help.
Yeah. If you clean that out, your computer might run 10 times faster.
Still haven't heard on that donation.
Hey, Chick. Yeah. Who won the horse tournament?
Who won the horse tournament? Mike Conley, Bob.
All right.
Friend of the show.
Yay. Damn it, I lost $5,000.
It was a 2-day event. Of course, it started Sunday night, ended last night. Mike Conley defeated Zach LaVine with a layup from behind the backboard.
Conley
finished with HO. Semifinal, Mike Conley defeated Chauncey Billups, and Zach LaVine defeated Allie Quigley from the Chicago WNBA team, the Sky. So congratulations to Mr. Conley.
All right.
How about that?
Indeed.
The horse winner. I think we could
watched him grow up.
Yeah, we did.
We could watch, we could have this go forward in non-virus times. We could have this next year for the, probably not. It'll be slammed
yeah,
up.
No, yeah, but still. Quickly forgotten.
And, Chick has challenged me to a game of horse.
Using a basketball or something else?
Well, the locker room game.
Well, a measuring tape.
You
can't shoot a basket.
I can shoot okay. My right arm is a little bit mangled, but I can shoot okay.
I can't wait for this.
Is there a thing? Is there such a thing as a little bit mangled?
Well, I mean, it only goes up this far, but I can shoot.
Chick, really? You understand you can't lose this.
Yeah, I know.
If you
I
do.
Oh, I know.
To a mangled arm guy.
Yeah. As they say, I've got
you never live it down, Chick.
Never.
And in a game of horse, remember, the person who goes first decides, so I could go shoot left-handed.
Yeah.
You see.
Yeah, you sure could. I'm just as good with my left hand as I am with my right.
We're talking about basketball, not masturbation.
I stink.
You should spell horse with a W, Chick.
Yeah, horse. W-H-O.
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. He doesn't want to play. All right.
Well, we'll get the basketball set up. We'll do it live. We just have to do our social distancing, and every time you touch the ball, we'd have to have separate balls, obviously.
Yeah, you don't want
to.
But
if your ball goes through the net.
What if the ball touches the backboard for you? You're going to have your ball washed off and cleaned. It's going to take us about 8 hours to play a game of horse.
We're going to need some kind of a Silkwood shower guy out there.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Bob, you're so lucky.
Oh, I know. I was talking to Josh the other day. I said I couldn't have retired at a better time. This confinement quarantine is ideal for the retired.
Yeah.
It really is.
Okay. Well, I wanted to do one quick story before we let you go, Bob.
I have a little ditty for you guys if you want to when we come back.
Oh, cool.
Oh, great.
Oh, good. Well, then maybe we can. Maybe I just think you're the only one that'll get this, Bob. So real quick.
Go ahead.
Christy, do you have the story about the Land O'Lakes butter people?
I sure do.
Now, are you familiar, Bob, with Land O'Lakes?
I have a sweatshirt that does that.
Okay, then you'll know what to say after you hear the story.
Land O'Lakes is apparently removing the famous depiction of a woman from its packaging. President and CEO Beth Ford said in a news release that the Minnesota-based company is repackaging its products as it looks toward a 100th anniversary.
Considered politically incorrect or something?
Ford said Land O'Lakes intends to add images of their farmer owners or people that contribute whose milk they use to produce the products. The front of the package will still retain the traditional lake and woods theme with the words farmer owned more prominently featured. It's unclear whether the woman on the Land O'Lakes packaging will disappear entirely.
I think they're going to have the Washington Redskins logo.
Oh, that's nice.
As Josh mentioned, some have criticized the logo as being culturally insensitive.
Probably time. You know,
it's one of the greatest party tricks of all time.
Yeah. Now, that's why I brought this up, because I knew Bob would know. Bob, explain the party trick.
Well, she's kneeling.
Right.
And if you... You can fold the knees up to her chest,
and it looks
and
like
she looks stacked.
it's the same, you know, the mushroom trick with
mushroom trick. With
a dollar bill.
Oh yeah. Right, yeah. You mean you do a bunch of mushrooms and then you look at a dollar bill
with George Washington?
No, you thank you, Bob, the voice trick. Of reason. No, you take a dollar bill and you fold it, and you turn it into a mushroom.
Right, yeah.
Well, this is the same thing, but much funnier.
Do you know the lady's name, the maiden? Do you remember her name?
I thought it was just the
Morgana.
Butter maiden. Yeah.
Morgana, good guess.
The kissing bandit.
It's not Morgana. She actually has a name.
Oh, what is it?
Mia.
Oh, is it really?
She first appeared on Land O'Lakes packaging in 1928, 7 years after the Minnesota Cooperative Creameries Association was established.
Gotcha. Mm.
But that's such a legendary. I mean, I buy that kind of butter a lot, and I.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Anyway, like apparently she's not going to be on there anymore. They tried to get her off. She wanted to get off. Mia won after that movie Last Tango in Paris came out.
You know what? I don't really want to. Yeah.
Butter scene.
Sure.
No self-respecting woman wanted to be associated with
that. Agreed.
Unsalted.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
And remember that their slogan, look for the girl with the butter in her box. What was it? No, with the.
I don't remember.
Look for the butter with the girl. Look for the butter with the girl on her box.
This is much better than the Last Tango, huh?
Yeah.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
heck? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it, Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in Royal Rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.